The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, there's a little controversy with Garth Brooks. He's calling these accusations a shakedown for millions of dollars. Did you hear this?
God, was he at one of the freak-offs?
He was accused of rape by his makeup artist.
Yeah, that's...
What?
Yeah, so...
Very serious.
Male or female?
A longtime artist and stylist for Trisha Yearwood and Garth.
Whoa!
Alleged that Garth raped her during a work trip in 2019. So she is Jane Doe, or I'm sorry, Jane Roe. And
what?
The lawsuit was filed under the name Jane Roe to keep her anonymity.
Why Roe? Like, is that a Roe versus Wade kind of thing? Or was it Doe? No, it's Roe, not Doe. Doe versus Wade. That don't make sense. It was Roe.
And she's been working with Trisha since 1999, but in 2017, she started working for Garth, too. And apparently the lawsuit itself is incredibly graphic, and she alleges that he sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions.
Oh, my God.
Is there anybody that would surprise you now if allegations came out? Just allegations.
Well, that's one.
I was legit kind of taken aback.
Wow.
Because I'll admit, I heard about it already.
Oh, really?
I saw it first. I was like, there's no way. But you never know.
Oh, my.
You don't really know people.
God.
And Garth is denying all the accusations in court and claimed that if Jane Roe's allegations were released to the public, it would, quote, substantial, irreparable damage to his reputation and livelihood.
No wonder he wouldn't get off the bus that day.
I mean,
that was probably in 2019. That could have been about the same year.
Maybe
back there, and the bus driver's like, nah, he's not on the bus. We're like,
he ain't on here, man.
Where's he at then? Why'd y'all drive a bus here if he ain't on it?
Guys, this is a decoy bus. Garth's on the other. It's like Air Force One. You don't know which one he's really on.
He's on there with that woman with leather hands.
So, Garth...
God, that should have been a horror movie. Remember the old farmer widow that young Garth Brooks went to help out during the summer, and her hands of leather turned to velvet in a touch?
Yep.
But what if there was a horror movie character called Leather Hands? He's going to choke you out.
Oh, my God.
While you listen to Shameless.
Rip off of Leatherface.
Well,
Leather Hands.
Garth released a statement last night to Deadline, and Garth strongly denied the allegations again. He said, for the last 2 months, I've been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I had not written a check for many millions of dollars, and it's been like having a loaded gun waved in my face.
So I was right. Jane Roe, that was what Roe versus Wade was based on. She sued Harry Wade, something like that. The district attorney of whatever state that was. It was in Texas, I think. But anyway, that's where Roe versus Wade came from. But was her real name Jane Roe?
No.
Okay, I just don't. Jane Roe, Jane Doe. So Jane Roe was a fictional name, yes?
Mm-hmm. In a situation like that, and this, the victim doesn't want to come forward and be in the press.
So okay, I'm being a stickler for whatever. I just thought Jane Doe was that.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too.
I mean, there's basically a reason for allegations to have anonymity. Right? Anonymity. Because you want to be anonymous.
Yeah.
Because say something happened to someone you know and loved, you don't want them retried in the press.
Oh, God, no.
I'll tell you what.
That's for the lady with the Vince McMahon stuff, man. Like,
that's exactly what I was going to say. Now, you tell me if I'm bad for thinking this. But the only reason we're hearing about this is because Vince stopped paying her.
Right.
So if he would have paid all the payments... Would we have not heard about it?
Look at a certain Stormy Daniels who took the money and then outed as well. And then was looked at as some kind of, not a victim, but like, how do you get to take the money and then rat them out too? Like, you're a real bitch.
So that's what I'm saying.
I say that to a man that would do the same thing. Like, that's a, Like, you're a bad person, too. You were going to take the money, took it, but then also cleared the air as well.
It's like, yeah, like in the Vince situation, are you a victim now because you didn't get all the money? Like, were you not one if you did get paid?
And maybe in some circumstances, if you were involved in a lawsuit and you did receive hush money or whatever, and then it was reported in the press that that happened, would you defend yourself that you did accept that agreement and it did happen?
What sucks about Garth is that's going to stick to him regardless for a little bit. Maybe for, you know, a long time.
Now I wonder, like, so he was married when he met Trisha because they were on tour together. So, like, I mean, he's just not a faithful person, it sounds like.
He's got kids, too. Yeah. So they all hear about it and deal with it.
My God.
If I imagine they're walking around town with cowboy hats like he wears.
I hope he doesn't try to say it was Chris Gaines.
People were making that joke on social media.
It's not anything to joke about. That's why I'm saying I hope no one made that joke.
I mean, for somebody who knows a situation where I know somebody who was violently raped, and
first off, I'm not making any jokes.
No, I'm just.
Yeah. Sound like a little.
This is where I'm going with this: is that I think people need to be protected, especially my friend who was in a hospital after that happened and battered, and she has every right to go in court and pursue that, and which she did, and put someone in jail.
But what do you think about if somebody takes a settlement and agrees to a settlement? Like, you feel like you can't have both, right? You can't say both.
There was somebody years ago that took hush money and then ended up years later writing a book. And people were like, so you took money not to do it, but then you took money to do it. Like, you can't do both. I am all about hush puppies, not hush money.
Right.
The food, not the shoes. I hated those.
But if you're making those allegations, that's what I'm saying. Allegations of rape, to me, is strong.
Oh, yeah.
Rape and murder are just right up there with you, you know.
It just makes me question it when there's money involved.
She said you. Look at me.
Well, I mean, I just.
I know what you mean.
In court.
Yeah. I am shocked. A, because I've been up for 4 hours and didn't even know this. Everybody's just
and it's the same thing to be accused of something that strong and that and maybe you're not guilty
like,
of
even
it.
Even if you're not right, you're right. Even if you're not guilty, that's attached to you forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Is where I'm going with that.
Like even like Deshaun Watson, there's not been any arrests or anything, but then a couple dozen women.
You always think
like how many does it take?
Yeah. You always think the worst too, like you know, say if I walked past a woman and I brushed up against her and like, you know, maybe an elbow might have grazed her breast. She didn't like me. She could say, well, he sexually assaulted me. And then people think immediately like, oh my God, what did he do? Like it's the term of it is like you're saying Garth raped somebody. Like you immediately picture the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that. Yeah. I mean, without her consent, that's what it is. I mean, ugh. That is so wild. Golly, boom, Garth.
And just
I told you there was something different about Garth. I told you.
And I think that
Lil G,
if you're in court and you are a victim of sexual assault or whatever, you just don't, and it's terrifying. You don't get over it. All the money in the world isn't going to make you feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing with, I've always thought, like, even with Ron Goldman, like, man, it's not going to bring it back. I mean, it's not. But at the same time, you won't. If they're not going to go to jail, you want something paid for this loss. But then again,
there's some accountability.
Then you go spending that money, and you're thinking like, oh, I don't know.
And
that's
even
just weird.
And even in my situation when it happened to me, and that person never said he was sorry, never went back and did anything.
Well, guess who's on line one? I wasn't going to say anything.
So I
Ronnie Millsap.
I see both sides of that story and how it ruins lives that if somebody makes false accusations.
I'd be curious to know what Alyssa Milano thinks about Me Too now, because the intention of Me Too was, you know, noble's not a good, like a strong enough term, but like, you know, exposing is just like a real criminal, like shady element of that business. But you had people, opportunists from different, like, you know, professional protesters. You have other people that kind of took it and spun it, and it kind of minimalized it because they, you know, kind of micro managed it for anything. Like, right. Well, that's not really what that was for. You know, so like, me too. Some guy made a pass at me at a bar. You know, me too. Like, just it splintered off into.
Well, me too had the good thing about that is they open up the dialogue for people to say it happened to me too. And people talking about it, because there's a lot of people that you'd be surprised that they are victims from very sundry things, you know?
Yeah. I am shocked by that. I can't believe Troil did that. That's his first name, you know. Troil.
I don't know if you're shocked by that story or that long fart that it just did.
God, I thought you were like getting ready to get up and get out of your chair the slowest way I've ever seen in my life.
You didn't see me shrink. The chair was going down. I'm like, oh no.
Is that what it was?
I'm shrinking and farting at the same times.
We realize there's a text. Guys, you realize these are just allegations. Of course.
That's what we're saying.
Of course they're just allegations.
That's all it takes these days.
And we, you know, it's up to the jury to decide.
But you never
see. If this goes to court, if it's a settlement, how do we know?
You never really know. That's what sucks about it. Like,
that's, you're right. Like with the Michael Jackson stuff, it's like, did he want to just get over it and pay the check and just be done with it? Or was he trying to hush him up?
I feel like Garth, at this point, if it's, it might get to that.
I'm not equating Garth to Michael.
Or they might try to wait it out. He'd be like, you know what? Just whatever. Don't want to deal with it. Boom. Here's the check. And that would suck.
Yeah.
And that would stick with him.
Miss Yearwood, what's she going
to
do?
I wish it happened to somebody I didn't like. Is I guess
think
what
about
saying.
The song Papa Love Mama, Mama Love Mian. Like, yeah. She drove through the he drove through the front of the house. Oh, wait, who drove through the front of the house? Papa Love Mama, Mama. Mama cheated. Papa was a truck driver.
She loved Mian.
You know, Mama.
He was out.
Trucker's wife, yes.
She was doing whatever.
Well, he was out on the road.
She was gallivanting with that thing. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Telephone. Yeah.
He's trying to make an honest living.
Did he run over Mama? Where was Garth? Was he upstairs and heard the truck drive through the front? The living
Garth
room?
Just watched this from a third person's point of view.
He's in his treehouse.
So he's just telling the story.
Yeah. He's up there with the maid.
He couldn't stop it because he wouldn't have a song.
My God. Wow.
All right, then. Well,
you shameful, not shameless.
I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
It proved to be true. Troil. I just love pointing out Garth Brooks' name is Troil. Royal with a T in front of it. Troil. That's his name.
It's got to be. He's got to be the only one named that.
Where does that even come from? Like, I've, no, Troil. Not Troy. Troil.
I think it was Royal, and then somebody had a lisp or.
Troil.
Troll.
Royal Garth. Troil Garth. Nevertheless.
Are you saying Royal, Mr. Garth Brooks? Troll.
T Royal.
He's Garth's cousin.
Troil. We'll take a break. We come back. We can do some telephone calls. I had no idea. You can tell I really don't have power. 1-800-774-0093. That is real shocking. The answer to the question, who would shock me? Like Dolly. Dolly, that would shock me. Like if I
just
mean,
for, because it's a female or because it's
just,
her?
I think of the most wholesome people, I think, that are really wholesome. It's not like just an illusion. I think she's really a wholesome person.
Yeah.
So if anything came out about that would be a shot. Otherwise, I mean, it's hard to say anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. Hard to say anymore, you know?
A politician, would that shock you?
No, not at all.
Oprah's a reptilian. All these weird things, man, you find out. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
What?
Well, you better get ready. I got to man the dumb button.
I hope it's edited.
We go find out.
I really hope it's edited, because there's no fun edit to do this.
Boss knows this song, too, so if it's not edited, he'll get mad. That's my ringtone. It better be edited. Yeah.
Blinking on my blankie.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just an instrumental.
Okay. It is.
I was about to say.
I got you.
Peaches would have done kicked in.
I punked you.
Here comes Barney. Let me update on people. We're going to get to some phone calls here, but I want to pass. This is incredibly interesting. remember the other day we were talking about something with, I think it had to do with damn hurricane. I don't even want to say the name. I just want to say hurricane. And I'm not talking about Reuben Carter.
I mean, we know which one.
We're talking about something like that. And I said, I think I've kind of astonished Fatboy. I said, do you know what the leading cause of death were among troops during the Civil War? And I think you said something like something where they'd have to end up getting, like, because there's a lot of...
Like an infection.
Where they'd have to just cut their legs off or arms off.
Yeah.
And I said, no, the actual leading cause of death in the Civil War was diarrhea. Out of the blue, I said that the other day. And then Fatboy gets this little thing that sends these, it's called five random facts. And it's just he forwards them to me when they're really interesting. So 2 days after I said that, which some people knew it, it's just kind of a lesser known U.S. history thing. I don't know if these people do this list were listening or.
Probably.
Listen to the fifth five random fact. Diarrhea was the leading cause of death for troops in the Civil War. And so, but this part I did not know. Soldiers on both sides of the Civil War had an honor code that you would not shoot someone who was taking a dump. Well, and I looked it up, and it's true. Like, look at that, man.
Is that even in the Geneva Convention?
This was pre-Geneva. This, I mean, like, they're like, oh, man, I got one of them. No, don't shoot him. Why? Do you know him?
He's an officer and a gentleman.
Dude, he's taking a dump right now. I mean, did they wait till they pulled up their pants
and then it's
and
on.
Buckled back up before they'd shoot them? I mean, like...
I mean,
it smells like something dead's over here. There's about to be as soon as I get through with this.
So you'd rather kill somebody, like, it's more dignified if they, like, see it coming or they're not compromised in any kind of position?
It's like some martial arts have that honor code. Like, even Ring of Honor Wrestling, they shake hands before the match or whatever.
Well, I mean, you're not going to shoot a man in the head when he's...
You know what I'd do?
If I was in Nam or somewhere.
If I knew he was like he had to go, I'd make him go standing up.
I'd shoot him right in his butthole. I'd eagle eye it right there. Bow. That's what you mean by tying someone's rear end in a tail. Or what? A knot in their tail.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
That's where that came from, I see.
Yeah. Jerk a knot in the tail.
That's a donkey. He's got a tail. Nah, he's taking a dump. Don't shoot him yet. It's very interesting that that's a very little known thing. And then even bigger than that was the fact there was an honor code amongst the Civil War soldiers.
And I even, hope that's true.
And even more it bizarre, is. People would go actually have lunch and go watch the battle.
Dude, I have
that
seen...
That is bizarre.
I've seen those, obviously, paintings, but yeah, hoity-toity people sitting there drinking their mint juleps and stuff, watching the battle.
Would you like to go watch a fight?
Oh, yes.
Why
I'll
the
go.
Heck?
And then this war that there sings for this, but not really. Yes. The only group of one.
Is that gentleman taking a squat in the woods?
Would you please plaster jelly?
Is he taking a, and pardon my French, a smelly squat?
Well, it was okay back then. I mean, that was cartoons told us that French people stunk and were real aggressively sexual. I mean, they did. Looney Tunes taught me that. Taught me that. And
maybe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah. His last name was Pew.
Yeah, and I don't know what the kitty's name was. Meow.
Sylvester.
The female cat that he...
That he what, Paige? That he Garth Brooks'd? Let's go.
Oh, well, let's not.
Let's go to some phone calls. Fatboy, you pick first.
I saw the Chris in Lake Lure.
Hey, Chris. Oh, in Lake Lure. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you is the bigger question.
That's not good. These people in Lake Lure need help, man. Nobody's talking about it. They stopped search and rescue. People have lost their land. Government seized property. They're wanting to come in and bulldoze over everything, bodies and all.
Already?
It's bad. No, they've already stopped. They're not letting people in to help. They're not letting people bring up stuff. People that are actually finding ways to get in are lucky if they make it to where they're going before FEMA stops them and is like, you can take it to our facility and drop it, but you're not going to distribute it out.
Yeah.
People are losing everything and nobody, they have nobody to help them. And our government says FEMA's out of money to help.
Yeah.
And the people in America don't realize how bad this is.
Dude, I don't think
until you go up there.
I don't know. I know some people that are real newsy people will know, but I don't think 75% of America is even aware that it is bad as it is up there.
It's just the people that's affected by it that knows what's really going on, and everything else is just being, you know, brushed under the rug. It's bad.
I was not aware of all the FEMA restrictions until they started giving these daily briefings.
Yeah,
as far as what you could drop off and where and what kind.
There was a fire chief that was telling the personal pilots that were coming up and flying their own stuff.
Oh yeah.
That if they done any more rescues, they would be arrested and they were turned away.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk to that helicopter pilot yesterday. He never got back with us, but we talked to a couple of his friends, and that guy's heart was in the right place, but I think he's being vilified a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like you said, people aren't getting food, they're not getting water, and they're stranded if they're still alive.
You have people that are still stranded up there. It's no food or nothing, and they're telling them, you can't help these people.
Nope.
I mean, how does that make sense? And, you know, without even getting political, how does it make sense?
We did have the resident that said if she left their home, she couldn't go back to it.
Yep.
Which, you know, people...
Like she said, I can leave my house and go get stuff if I need it, because she was in Lake Lure, but not... She's like, you know, we had trees down, it wasn't that bad as some. But she's like, but if I do leave to go get stuff, they won't let me come back. It's like, is it weird that I don't trust FEMA?
Well, how long is this supposed to last as far as their, you know, their assessment goes
and
what all people can do?
And I think they're trying to control looting, which is becoming a very serious problem there. And people are carrying guns to protect themselves.
What would you loot, though? I mean, it's sad to say it like that, as distasteful as that might sound.
You have people that come up and are walking up and down the river trying to find stuff that's washed down. I mean, it's bad. I mean, people are really just going up there to take advantage of this.
Yep.
You have people that are coming up there to work to try to, you know, make a killing off of it, when these people can't even afford, they don't even know where they're going to lay their head down. Jeez. And you got little kids that are affected by this that haven't ate, and nobody's talking about it. I listen to you guys every day, and you reach so many people, and I hope and pray to God that this message gets out and people wake up and realize what needs to be done. It's serious.
But what? You know, and maybe I'm wrong to say, I've just heard so many things about FEMA over the years where it's kind of, you know, the stuff with Hawaii and all that stuff, like these weird kind of situations.
Maybe way back from Katrina.
Now, the thing with the helicopter pilot, the more I consumed that information and thought about it, like if they are trying to organize rescue efforts and this is the sky and people are coming down, but he was working with the sheriff's department and also the airport, so he had the clearance, but they were told him, why say something to the point of, hey, look, bud, if you come back, we're going to arrest you. Why not just say, hey, look, dude,
obviously
we appreciate your efforts here, but we can't have you doing anymore. Why threaten with
arrest? It's not even that. The military that's up there that's parked out at the airport, you go up and ask them, you know, what, are you guys not flying there? We have orders not to. We're waiting on orders.
Oh, okay.
And that's came from several firefighters that I've talked to. One of the people that I spoke up there with myself.
Yeah.
And even all these helicopter pilots that are coming up there, all these pilots know they can't just willingly fly wherever. They're meeting at their spot where they need to go over all this information, get these flight plans in detailed, and then they fly out to do these rescues. And it's not like there's not just helicopters flying everywhere they want to. It's precise locations that they're separating.
Right.
And they've stopped it.
Well, Oh, man.
Like, I don't know if people have heard anything up there as far as food drop-offs go or any kind of update as far as that goes, FEMA-related.
Doesn't sound like it.
So just stuck.
Last I heard, they're not letting anything up there. FEMA's turning them away and says they have everything under control.
What's the first thing other than trying to communicate with people that you think we need to do?
Honestly, the community just needs to pull together, and they need to get stuff in there, and they're being stopped. I mean, there's still people dying. There's still people trapped. And there's this man who's been looking for his fiance who got washed away in the house, and he's still looking for her. And, I mean, nobody knows what's going on. I mean, really, you can't just say need to go up here and do this and that because you're being stopped. But yeah. People are not understanding that that's going on.
I don't know if you heard the thing I said earlier, but I spoke with someone yesterday that works for he's part of one of the biggest suppliers in the southeast of things. And they were carrying 10 pallets of body bags. And I was like, I've never heard such crippling words just like in your face, like, oh my God. It's
they try to make it sound like it was only a few bodies, but it was like almost a whole town. God. They uncovered over 60 in one debris pile. God bless.
Man, it's more than thoughts and prayers. I mean, this is just I hope the best for you. And I hope all this works out somehow. God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
You call us back.
Thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate it.
And keep us abreast of all this stuff. We appreciate you. Have a good morning.
Of course. Right. Have a good day.
Thank you. God bless.
And you know, it just seems like I kind of agree. I don't see the national coverage taking that much of an initiative on this.
But I know we're biased because it's right here in our backyard. But I know when all other things happen, like anytime a freaking wildfire breaks out in California, we're inundated with that stuff. But then this, I'm like him. I don't think the people know the incredible way that these towns just literally disappeared. Like, not just the building, the people, the car, like, it's just gone. And now he's talking about, I haven't heard stuff about them wanting to already move in with bulldozers. And that might be an overstep. I think that would be a big overstep, but... I also understand it's got to be organized, but in a time of crisis, there might not be time for organizing. And, it's...
Like, what's the process? How long does it take to survey? A lot of people saying they're surveying damage still.
I've seen people that are going up there with your cars and trucks and trying to load them up with stuff. Like, damn you.
Yeah,
like,
shame on you.
Real damn you. I don't want you people listening to the show.
There's some people. There's some people in Texas disagreeing with the guy. I mean, you can call in if you want.
Please, because I don't like yesterday. My opinion changed two or three times talking about the helicopter situation. I'm like, okay, I get that. Wait a minute, I don't get that. We obviously can't depend on the news for the source because that type of wordage is that right? Yeah, it sounds right.
Verbiage
is the word. It's not in the news stories. They're not talking. And nobody wants to hear the grim and the dark and all this. But that might be what really motivates more people to even help out. I mean, that is infuriating.
What about being a good person? And
I've tried
caring about other people in the world. I mean, that's how could you let people suffer?
How could you trillions and billions and trillions going to space programs, but then we're out of money now. Like, bull crap, go print some more like you do with everything else, you scum. God dang, that pisses me off, man. And then but you go put in FEMA on Google and already it's the first thing is, you know, you can tell people are Googling how to get money. Like,
people are texting the guy of spreading misinformation.
If you differentiate from him. The last thing we really need is arguing about this. I mean, that's the last thing we really need. Because that's where we'll say, you know, like if it happened online, that's an international country trying to get us mad at each other. This is us doing it ourselves, sitting here. I mean, this is just, you want to do something. You want to do something. Your hands are tied. What can you do? And these, my God. Just have them in your thoughts and prayers today. The whole area, people that know people up there, hadn't heard from them, like, think good, positive things about them. Because I'm rocking back and forth. Like, my table ain't ready at Cracker Barrel yet. I am just fit to be tied right now, man.
These are relatives, grandparents, mothers, dads that are missing that need to be found.
Well, we're going to break here. We'll come back. We'll get to some of these phone calls. For real, if you want to be anonymous, call in. I'd love to hear more about that. 1-800-774-0093. I don't want to glorify it for radio fodder, though, if that makes sense.
Just want to, you know, be set straight.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay. I'm literally looking at the phone lines, and it, I always use the phrase that it looks like a Christmas tree lit up, because right now, from top to bottom, every single line. Remember yesterday we spoke with this sweet lady from Lake Lure, and that was Anita. I was checking out on my favorite restaurant up there, and that was Anita. She's back. Anita, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I just wanted to say that we can get in and out of Lake Lure. You just have to show your ID. And the gentleman you were talking to, I don't know where he gets his information. I, like, really don't know.
There's a lot of text saying the same thing.
Yeah, search and discovery have left. Search and rescue has left. But search and recovery are here. They just came in.
Right. I think that was the pallets of bags I was talking about earlier that was headed up there. I mean, it's sad to say, but, I mean, that's what it was.
That's what it is right now.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to say, as far as relief and help, the community is phenomenal. We have folks coming up all the time with stuff, and we so appreciate it. We need your help.
Yeah.
What I do want to complain about is Ingles.
Okay. Go ahead.
We have an Ingles right here. It did not open. It did not open. They could have had water out there. They had propane tanks. They had all this stuff. They did not help at all.
I know they were struggling some, too, as far as, like, supplies goes. But, yeah, I mean, it's tricky when you get to that point as far as, like, you know, who's supplying what and who's there and who's not there, because I don't really understand if a search and discovery left, why would one leave without the other? It seems like they would work together. Wouldn't you think?
Look, I'd be talking out of my ass if I said.
I know, like, she lives there.
I have no clue. So that's very reassuring, Anita, because I'm sitting here, like, you should have seen me in this chair. I was rocking back and forth, like, my God, this is completely not the rhetoric we're hearing from anybody else. And I'm relieved to hear that's not the case. But it's still, the need is just incredibly insane.
The need is incredibly insane. Please keep the supplies coming.
We will keep passing this information along, and I hope it means a lot to you. But seriously, y'all are in. I think everybody, even Fat Boy, will pray for this. Like, we are praying and thinking of y'all constantly, daily. I cannot imagine. I don't want to. Is it bad I say this? I don't want to know your pain. I feel for you so much. I never want to know that.
But we're so close together.
I know.
And there are other folks, too, like in Brevard, that seriously need help, too. It's not just that one area. They're probably sending people all over, you know, manpower, wherever they can.
Biltmore should open up the house and let everybody come stay there.
Yeah.
Let's go to P1 Daddy Bull.
Is that right? Did I hear it right?
Daddy Bull or is it Danny Bull?
Daddy Bull.
Daddy Bull. You're right, Fat Boy. Good morning, Daddy.
Yes, sir. Morning. I don't want to deter anybody from going down and helping if she's saying that they're letting people in. And like she said, too, it's not just Lake Lure. I mean, it's Brevard. It's Swannanoa. I mean, it's all over Western North Carolina.
Yep.
And we did go do some outreach stuff, just me and my wife personally, down in Swannanoa. There was no problem getting in over there, but it seemed like they had a lot of hands-on over there. And we went down to Lake Lure, and we were turned away down at the bottom of the lake. They said, there was state troopers sitting with cones over one side of the road, and we went to go in. He said, how can I help you? I said, we just want to get in. We got a couple cases of water, some snacks, you know, work gloves, shovels. We just want to get hands-on, try to help these people. And he said if we weren't with an organization, that he wasn't going to let us in and that we could go back up the road to one of the fire departments and drop off our supplies. Now, like I said, I don't want to deter anybody from going down and helping by saying that, but they did not let us in.
Well, you can also look at it this way. I'm trying to look at both sides of this, with especially what the one guy did say. People are coming up there, walking the riverbeds, trying to find valuables and stuff.
And looting.
So,
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if they're trying to keep people from that or taking advantage of these homes that are now abandoned, like, there's got to be. But first off, Isn't that mm-hmm. such a good feeling, what you were doing, like you and your wife? Like, you cannot replicate that feeling, right? You jump in your car with a bunch of water and things. Like you mentioned the shovels and gloves. That's something I've not heard on any of these lists.
It's like actual physical labor.
Yo, like that. Add that to your list.
And that's also
solid
for your own safety to not be driving around in that.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a little bit of that involved. But hey, man, Daddy, thank you. Tell Mama Bull we said hello as well. Thank y'all for your service.
All right, thank y'all.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's no better feeling in the world than just helping somebody out like that. You'll feel so freaking good. I'm not even talking about with money, time. When it comes a time when they're like, man, we need some people up here to help shovel some stuff. Do what you can.
Just dig right in if they let you.
That is insane. This is insane. It's insane. All right. We will break right there. We could have done 2 hours just based on that alone.
Oh, yeah.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
I'm going to tell you this new hot trend that you're just going to love.
I feel bad about even laughing the rest of the show now.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's just, that is such a somber, like, oh, God.
But you know what? Each day, you know, it's just amazing what can happen in a week.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Like, it has been a week. We sat here while it all started, and then it took me, it's not a woe is me, it took 2 hours to get home that day, you know, and it was, it's been a week?
Just the fact what people can do in a week.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody anticipated such a storm that would come up that far.
Yeah. And I will say off the, you know, things I know behind the scenes and stuff, like Ingles is working their ass off to help people out.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Big time. Matter of fact, I had a prescription I get from Ingles, and, you know, they called me and said, hey, look, our pharmacy's not open. They told me you might want to call your doctor and get him to switch it.
To be majorly
to a competitor.
Affected.
They told me that. Like,
to be majorly affected?
Yeah.
I mean, they're handling resources pretty well.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more. Keep praying and thinking. And for the folks of Western North Carolina, anyone that's been affected by this, and don't forget to text the word relief to 71307. That'll get you back a information sent to your phone on how you can donate. And also, if you are in need, how do you get some of those resources? All right. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay. It's, I'm literally looking at the phone lines, and it, I always use the phrase that it looks like a Christmas tree lit up. Because right now, from top to bottom, every single line. Remember yesterday we spoke with the sweet lady from Lake Lure? And that was Anita. I was checking in on my favorite restaurant up there, and that was Anita. She's back. Anita, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I just wanted to say
that we can get in and out of Lake Lure. You just have to show your ID. And the gentleman you were talking to, I don't know where he gets his information. I, like, really don't know.
There's a lot of text saying the same thing.
Yeah, search and discovery have left. Yeah, search and rescue has left, but search and recovery are here. They just came in.
Right. I think that was the pallets of bags I was talking about earlier that was headed up there. I mean, it's sad to say, but I mean, that's what it was.
That's what it is right now.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to say, as far as relief and help, the community is phenomenal. We have folks coming up all the time with stuff, and we so appreciate it. We need your help.
Yeah.
What I do want to complain about is Ingles.
Okay. Go ahead.
We have an Ingles right here. It did not open. It did not open. They could have had water out there. They had propane tanks. They had all this stuff. They did not help at all.
I know they were struggling some, too, as far as, like, supplies goes. But, yeah, I mean, it's tricky when you get to that point as far as, like, you know, who's supplying what and who's there and who's not there, because I don't really understand if a search and discovery left, why would one leave without the other? It seems like they would work together. Wouldn't you think?
Look, I'd be talking out of my ass if I said.
I know, like, she lives there.
I have no clue. So that's very reassuring, Anita. Because I'm sitting here like I was, you should have seen me in this chair. I was rocking back and forth. Like, my God, this is completely not the rhetoric we're hearing from anybody else. And I'm relieved to hear that's not the case. But it's still, the need is just incredibly insane.
The need is incredibly insane. Please keep the supplies coming.
We will keep passing this information along. And I hope it means a lot to you. But seriously, y'all are in. I think everybody, even Fat Boy, will pray for this. Like, we are praying and thinking of y'all constantly, daily. I cannot imagine. I don't want to. Is it bad I say this? I don't want to know your pain. I feel for you so much. I never want to know that.
But we're so close together.
I know.
And there are other folks, too, like in Brevard, that seriously need help, too. It's not just that one area. They're probably sending people all over, you know, manpower, wherever they can.
Biltmore should open up the house and let everybody come stay there.
Yeah.
Let's go to P1 Daddy Bull.
Is that right? Is it
Daddy Bull or is it Danny Ball?
Daddy Bull.
Daddy Bull. You're right, Fat Boy. Good morning, Daddy.
Yes, sir. Morning. I don't want to deter anybody from going down and helping if she's saying that they're letting people in. And like she said, too, it's not just Lake Lure. I mean, it's Brevard. It's Swannanoa. I mean, it's all over Western North Carolina.
Yep.
And we did go do some outreach stuff, just me and my wife personally, down in Swannanoa. There was no problem getting in over there, but it seemed like they had a lot of hands-on over there. And we went down to Lake Lure, and we were turned away down at the bottom of the lake. They said there was state troopers sitting with cones over one side of the road, and we went to go in. He said, how can I help you? I said, we just want to get in. We got a couple cases of water, some snacks, you know, work gloves, shovels. We just want to get hands-on, try to help these people. And he said if we weren't with an organization, that he wasn't going to let us in and that we could go back up the road to one of the fire departments and drop off our supplies. Now, like I said, I don't want to deter anybody from going down and helping by saying that, but they did not let us in.
Well, you can also look at it this way. I'm trying to look at both sides of this, with especially what the one guy did say. People are coming up there, walking the riverbeds, trying to find valuables and stuff.
And looting.
So,
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if they're trying to keep people from that or taking advantage of these homes that are now abandoned, like, there's got to be in a, but first off, isn't that such a good feeling, what you were doing, like you and your wife? Like, you cannot replicate that feeling, right? You jump in your car with a bunch of water and things. Like, you mentioned the shovels and gloves. That's something I've not heard on any of these lists.
It's like actual physical labor.
Y'all, like that, add that to your list.
And
that's
also,
solid
for your own safety to not be driving around in that.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they, you know, there's got to be a little bit of that involved. But, hey, man, Daddy. Thank you. Tell Mama Bull we said hello as well. Thank y'all for your services.
All right, thank y'all.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's no better feeling in the world than just helping somebody out like that. You'll feel so freaking good. I'm not even talking about with money, time. When it comes to time when they're like, man, we need some people up here to help shovel some stuff. Do what you can.
Just dig right in if they let you.
That is insane. This is insane. It's insane. All right. We will break right there. We could have done 2 hours just based on that alone.
Oh, yeah.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
I'm going to tell you this new hot trend that you're just going to love.
I feel bad about even laughing the rest of the show now.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's just, that is such a somber, like, oh, God.
But you know what? Each day, you know, it's just amazing what can happen in a week.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Like, it has been a week. We sat here while it all started, and then it took me, it's not a woe is me, it took 2 hours to get home that day, you know, and it was, it's been a week?
Just the fact what people can do in a week.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody anticipated such a storm that would come up that far.
Yeah. And I will say off the, you know, things I know behind the scenes and stuff, like, Ingles is working their ass off to help people out.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Big time. Matter of fact, I had a prescription I get from Ingles, and you know, they called me and said, hey, look, our pharmacy's not open. They told me, you might want to call your doctor and get him to switch it.
To be majorly affected.
To a competitor.
Affected.
They told me that. Like,
to be majorly affected?
Yeah.
I mean, they're handling resources pretty well.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more. Keep praying and thinking, and for the folks of Western North Carolina, anyone that's been affected by this, and don't forget to text the word relief to 71307. That'll get you back a information sent to your phone on how you can donate, and also if you are in need, how do you get some of those resources. All right, good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.